بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are on the subject of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not bargaining with him. And I mentioned to you how the Sahaba treated the ahkam, the orders concerning the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not say, find me an alternative, then I will do it. That is the stance of shaitan, Iblis. That's not how the salihin, the pious people, the anbiya, the prophets, and those who love Allah, this is not how they work. We operate from the basic understanding and the basic belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the best for us, knows what is best for us, and is capable of giving us what is best for us. We operate from this fundamental principle that Allah knows, Allah wants it for us, and Allah is capable of giving it to us. And nobody else has that position of wanting the best for us, of being able to give the best for us, and of knowing what is best for us. People may believe they know what's best for us, but that may not be because our knowledge is imperfect. People may know what is best for us, they may want to give it to us, but they don't have the power to give it to us, and so forth. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of these is missing. And therefore, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes something halal, we say Alhamdulillah and we take it. And when Allah makes something haram, we leave it and go aside. One of the most simple matters is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all interest-based dealings haram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to destroy wealth that comes from interest-based dealings. يَوْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah will destroy the wealth that comes from riba, from interest-based dealings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives benefit and extends and expands sadaqat, what you give in charity. So if anyone, for example, is earning in a haram way through interest-based dealings or by buying and selling haram stuff, and he or she thinks that this will be beneficial to them, excuse me, you are going against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and promised. Not just mentioned, promised also. So we cannot challenge the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be very, very clear about this. To help you understand this, let me once again mention an example which I have mentioned many times before. And that is, but before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, O my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ, say to them, إِنَّ رَبِّي, verily my Rabb, يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ, expands and extends a person's provision as he wishes or constricts it and restricts it. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most people do not know. Now, once you have heard this ayat, you are not among those who don't know. You also know. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, this is informed to us. So we are not people who don't know, we are people who know. What do we understand from this? We understand from this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who extends our rizq, our sustenance, or who constricts it. And this is according to what the Quran has said. So therefore, it is something that, so our rizq is fixed. Allah has written it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, This is in my control and I give it as I wish. Now understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying that this is some random thing and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arbitrarily gives and doesn't give. What Allah gives and what Allah restricts is based on what is good for us and what is not good for us. There are many ayats about this in the Quran, and there is a whole series of lectures of mine on risk called Risk Ordained or Obtained. Risk Ordained or Obtained. I will ask Umar to put the link of this of that in this reminder. So please listen to those lectures. There's also a book of the same name, Risk Ordained or Obtained. Please get the book, read it. The sum total of that, the gist of that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained the quantity, the amount, the magnitude of our risk. How much is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. How to get it, the source of it, whether to take it from a halal source or haram source, this has been left to us. This ikhtiyar, this choice has been given to us. We can choose to take it from a haram source or we can choose to take it from a halal source. The amount will not increase and will not decrease. Only what has been written for us will come to us. Not one cent more, not one grain more, not one atom more, whether we take it from here or here. If we take it from a haram source, then that comes to us without the blessing of Allah, with the anger of Allah, and therefore it is cursed. And if we take the same thing from the halal source, then it comes with the blessing of Allah, with barakah, with khair, and with afiyah. It is our choice what we want to take. Now obviously it looks like a dumb choice. It should be a dumb choice because this is not something that should require a lot of agonizing questioning and so on, because nothing can be clearer than this. However, this is the test of our iman. It is a test of our faith. Because the bottom line, a very simple bottom line is, do you believe Allah? Do you believe Allah? Do I believe Allah? When Allah is saying, I am giving you, is that what I truly believe? Or is it something that I pay lip service to? Because I'm a Muslim, I'm supposed to say that. But in my heart, no, Allah, it's not only Allah. It is Allah. But it also depends on me and depends on what I do and depends on my great, my great success and my great work and my this and that and my effort and my whatnot. And therefore, if I have to take some shortcuts, if I have to do something which is haram, which is the usual reason why people take bank loans and so on, because they say, oh, no, in this world today, it is something that we have to do. We cannot do without it, and so forth. Right? So this is what we are learning, that we are disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to succeed, and this is purely from shaitan. Now let me give you an example to illustrate this in a way which I think is simple, inshallah, and I hope it makes sense. Imagine that all your risk, and as I mentioned before in the last khatir on this, risk is not only food, risk is every single thing that we need in this life. So risk is health, risk is wealth, risk is family, it is prestige, it is honor, it is everything. I mean, you name it, right? It's every breath we take. So every single conceivable thing, my education, all of that is risk. Now imagine that you are standing in front of a warehouse, and this warehouse, the wall is glass and transparent and you can see inside. And inside this warehouse is stacked every single thing that Allah has ordained for you. Everything. And this warehouse has two doors, one on either side, and the doors have retina recognition cameras, and as soon as you stand in front of the door, the camera takes a picture of your retina, of your eye, and the door opens for you. So which also means that the door opens only for you. The door will not open for anyone else. So imagine that you are standing now in front of the door which is marked haram. Right? These two doors on either side. One is marked haram, one is marked halal. So the door, you're standing in front of the door marked haram. The door opens. You are about to step in. When your friend calls out to you and says, stop, you stop. He said, look, turn around, come to the other side, go in through the door marked halal, and you can have everything in this warehouse. It belongs to you. It is not anybody else's. Nobody else can take it. But come in through that door marked halal, and it will all be yours with khair and barakah and afia, with blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with abundance and with the safety and care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you say, okay, makes sense. You turn around to go to the door marked halal. The moment you turn around, the door shuts. The door marked haram shuts because the camera cannot see you anymore. Now you panic. And you say, oh my God, now what happened? Because this door is shut. The other one is already shut because that door will open only when you stand before it. Before, until then, the door is shut. So you panic. And you turn around. As soon as you turn around, the door marked haram again opens because now the camera can see your eyes. So you start walking inside. Your friend says, stop, don't do that. Come on out this side. You say, no, hold on. This doesn't work. You open the other door and hold it open for me and I will come. Until you can open that door, don't tell me. Now, what's the answer? The answer is, nobody but you can open either door. Your friend can advise you to use the other door, but he cannot open it for you because that door is programmed, the camera is programmed to open only when it sees your eyes. Nobody else in the world can open that door for you. That is your rizq. It cannot go anywhere. Nobody else can take it. What do you do? And this is the problem. So if you say that, give me an alternative, you are saying this. In fact, you're saying, open that door for me, and then I will come. Until then, I'm not coming. This door is open for me. I will go in through here. And there goes your iman. And there goes your jannah. Because if you eat something which is haram, and it becomes part of your body, if you earn what is haram, and it becomes part of your body, then the fire of jahannam is... Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is wajib on this body. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. So please think about this. And say, that is the choice I have. And that's why the famous quote of Hasan al-Basri rahmatullahi, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written my rizq for me and nobody else can take it. So I'm not concerned about that. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made his ibadah and his obedience fard on me, and I know that nobody else can do it for me, so I focus on that. I do my ibadah, I focus on obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, so I am afraid and I am ashamed to do anything which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, I know that death is waiting for me, so I am preparing for the time when death will come for me. Believe me, that applies not only to Hasan Basri Rahmatullahi, it applies to every single one of us. So let us think about that and let us act accordingly. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.